This is an ABP Life podcast.
दुनिया जहां में आए दिन आंदोलन और प्रदर्शन हो रहे हैं, आज 21वीं सदी में ज्यादा से ज्यादा लोगों को सहूलियत चाहिए, हक चाहिए, सम्मान चाहिए, समान रोजगार के अवसर चाहिए, शिक्षा चाहिए, स्वास्थ्य सुविधाएं चाहिए, और इसलिए हम 21वीं सदी में बैठे हैं, क्योंकि लोगों में इतनी जागरूकता है, चाह है, जिद है। भारत की बात करें तो यहाँ भी ऐसे कई मूल हक यानी कि फंडामेंटल राइट्स और सुविधाएं हैं, जिन पर आए दिन प्रदर्शन, आए दिन आंदोलन या लोगों का आक्रोश हमें देखने को मिलता है। मगर जहाँ ज्यादातर लोग अब बुनियादी सुविधाओं से आगे निकल चुके हैं, वहीं आज भी हाशिए पर रह रहे समुदाय यानी कि मार्जिनलाइज्ड कम्युनिटीज आज भी अपने मूल हकों के लिए सड़कों पर हैं। इसे ही कहते हैं प्रिविलेज, विशेष अधिकार जो ऊंची जाति और सामाजिक पूंजी से आता है। नमस्कार, आदाब, सत श्री अकाल, मैं हूं साहिबा खान और आप सुन रहे हैं एबीपी लाइव पॉडकास्ट की खास पेशकश FII। शायद आपको मालूम होगा कि FII पर इस महीने हम आप तक पहुंचा रहे हैं उन लोगों की आवाजें जो LGBTQ समुदाय से आते हैं और अपने मूल अधिकारों जैसे कि समलैंगिक शादी, नौकरी, समाज में इज्जत और समान अवसरों जैसी बुनियादी चीजों के लिए लड़ रहे हैं। ये सीरीज क्यों? क्योंकि भाई जून होता है प्राइड मंथ, तो एक महीना तो हमें इस अहम मुद्दे को देना ही चाहिए। वैसे तो FII पर हम पूरे साल भर इन मुद्दों के बारे में बात करते हैं, लेकिन स्पेसिफिकली जून में हम एक सीरीज भी चलाते हैं, तो ये सीरीज है इस साल की प्राइड सीरीज। तो जी, इस बार FII के सीरीज में हमने फोकस किया है ट्रांसजेंडर समुदाय पर और उसमें भी द चोजन फैमिली के कॉन्सेप्ट पर। पिछले एपिसोड में भी मैंने आपको बताया था, एक लाइन में दोबारा रिपीट करूंगी, चोजन फैमिली वो होती हैं जिन्हें हम खुद चुनते हैं, जो हमसे बायोलॉजिकली रिलेटेड नहीं होती, खून का रिश्ता नहीं होता, मगर दिल का रिश्ता होता है। उन्हीं लोगों में से एक बड़ा नाम है ग्रेस बानो का। ग्रेस भारत की पहली इंजीनियर है जो ट्रांस समुदाय से आती है। ग्रेस के लिए ये डगर, ये रास्ता आसान नहीं था। सोचिए, कल को आपको इसलिए सड़कों पर उतरना पड़े, आंदोलन करना पड़े, ताकि आप किसी प्रोफेशनल कोर्स का हिस्सा बनना चाहते हैं या चाहती हैं। हम यहाँ तक जाते ही नहीं दोस्तों, क्योंकि हमारे लिए ये हमें प्लेट में परोसी हुई मिली है। बचपन से ही ग्रेस को पढ़ने लिखने में बहुत रुचि थी। ग्रेस ने अपने डिप्लोमा में भी 95% स्कोर किया था और उसके बावजूद उन्हें एक अच्छे सरकारी इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेज में दाखिला नहीं मिला। घर पर आइडेंटिटी को लेकर जहाँ कई बार चीजें सुननी पड़ी, वहीं ग्रेस ने अपनी चोजन फैमिली में नया परिवार ढूंढा। हालांकि माता पिता को समझाते समझाते, बाउंड्रीज पुश करते करते, माँ तो फिर भी समझ गईं कि ग्रेस एक आदमी के शरीर में कैद एक महिला है। बाद में उन्होंने सेक्स रीअसाइनमेंट सर्जरी के लिए लोन भी लिया और ट्रांजिशन भी किया। उस समय वो बताती है कि उनकी चोजन फैमिली ही थी जो उनके साथ थी, जिन्होंने उनका ख्याल रखा। मगर और भी कई बातें हैं जो स्ट्रगल के अलावा ग्रेस बानो ने हमसे शेयर की। एक इंटरव्यू में हमसे उन्होंने बात की। उन बातों को सुनकर आपको लगेगा कि आखिर क्यों अब भी हमारा समाज इतना ऑर्थोडॉक्स है, इतना रूढ़िवादी है कि इन रिग्रेसिव मानसिकताओं के साथ चल रहा है। वक्त बर्बाद ना करते हुए मैं मिलाती हूँ आप सभी को ग्रेस से। ये इंटरव्यू तमिल में है क्योंकि ग्रेस की मातृभाषा तमिल है। ग्रेस फर्स्ट ट्रांस इंजीनियर है, ट्रांस राइट्स एक्टिविस्ट है, सोशल एक्टिविस्ट है, राइटर है, और इन सब के अलावा ग्रेस एक बेहतरीन इंसान है। चलिए आइए, ग्रेस से आपको मिलाते हैं। So hi Grace, welcome to our podcast FII BB Live podcast presents this podcast. So welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much, Sahiba, for doing this wonderful podcast.
Right. So Grace, first of all, how are you? How have you been? How is the work going? Tell us something about yourself.
So yeah, I'm good, and now it's going well because every day, you know, we are. The work is, you know, it's very hectic.
Chris, you're so young, and where is this willpower coming from? I mean, doing so much, because today when I see people, when I talk to people, people are like, oh, we are 29, we are 30, we are so old, I feel lazy, I don't want to do this, I don't want to travel, I don't.
So the willpower, it's coming from, you know, the discrimination every day we are facing, and so many stories. You know, our community people are starting, and every day, I I got a call from a different kind of transfer, since the people who are living in the rural area and the urban area, the different stories, it's giving so much of you know, the trauma mentally and physically. It's like, you know, and I have to handle those, all the situation,
right.
And this is A, and B, a part of the discrimination I am facing, you know, the everyday life.
Yes.
So that is also, it's giving.
So please, when we talk about discrimination, especially against the trans community, the trans persons, you are the first trans engineer, right? You protested and you fought for it. Just if you can tell something about that. I mean, how?
So protest against the discrimination. It's like, you know, when it's 2011, I started. So because on the time, I tried to write a government examination, the government denied my application, and a group of people, around five community members, we fought against that, and we got a response from the government, and the government said, you know, we don't have a policy to trans people to write a government examination, and the trans people doesn't have a rights to get a professional course. So
but,
I try.
But why do you think that there is this thinking that, you know, we will not have this gender, we will not have that sex?
Yes, the discrimination is there in the history, because when we talk about the women's history, women's it's not easy to get all the rights. You know, they fought and they struggle a lot, and so many, we lost so many our women sisters. And after that only, you know, now we are using those privileges. And still, the people who are living in the, you know, the doesn't have a privilege, women. So those people are also struggling a lot. So the history, when we are in the patriarchy society, and the secondary, the caste. So caste and the class privilege. So the people who are having caste privilege and the class privilege, those people are accessing all the platform. But the people who doesn't have any kind of this kind of privileges, so they don't have a chance to access these all kind of spaces. So they denied. So they denied their opportunity. They denied their rights. When we try to approach the education and employment opportunity, so they denied the government, the government's body, the stakeholder, they denied. So we got the positive judgment. After that only, so many people are writing government examination. And I applied the engineering, and they accept my application. And
I mean, you got 95 percentile. I was reading about it. And
so 90% in diploma.
Right, exactly. Yeah. In diploma, and then you wanted to pursue your proper professional engineering course, and even then you were denied, right? How difficult was it for you to digest this fact?
They denied, and after that I realized why these people are denying our rights. So after that I know, okay, we don't have our reservation rights. So we should fight for the reservation rights. Reservation is the only solution to uplift all the community trans persons, because we try to the equality. So reservation have a equality. So that's why I try to, I raise this slogan, you know, we want separate reservation for the trans community. And that is the only solution to get all the people, get education system. So most of the people, the young trans persons are studying, continue their education.
I understand that there is a discrimination from the state, there is a discrimination from the government bodies. But for LGBTQAI plus community, there is also discrimination coming exactly from their houses, their home, their own people, their blood, right? So, and we are right now focusing also on the chosen family. What? How do you think the chosen family, your chosen family, is now uplifting you in different manners? And
so the chosen family, you know, and the trans people system in India, we have an option to, you know, to choose our own family, and we are adopting each other. So that's why, you know, we have brothers, sisters, for me, when I left from my home, I you know, when I had a chance to meet my adopted mother, trans mother, I told immediately, you know, I want to continue my studies. So you don't,
right.
I don't want to go to baking and sex work. So she immediately agreed. So I adopted 12 trans daughters and one trans man. So they are my child, and I'm guiding them. And most of my child, they are like, you know, doing work in the private sector, and a few of them are preparing a government examination, and one of them are, you know, a medical college student, nursing student.
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
But do you think, but Grace, do you think that if your biological family would have supported you, do you think you would have gone out and still chosen your family for yourself?
No, so that's completely existing, because they will speak and they will do, you know, they are they have some restriction.
Right.
So they will do, you know, don't do this, don't do that. When I got a surgery, when I did my gender change surgery or sex reassignment surgery, they are the one taker of my health.
Right. And if somebody who is already in my shoes, I think they would understand my plight or my happiness or my sadness better, right?
Everything they should understand, because they knew the feeling of a trans person. So they knew everything. So when I was so many times, my friends and my daughters are encouraging me to do the to continue my work. They are the one who take care of my you know, my health and my everything.
Grace, you have also talked largely on the transgender bill, right?
Yeah. So Transgender Protection Act in 2019, that act, you know, has so many confusions, and it's not clarity, and it doesn't talk about the trans reservation rights. It doesn't talk about the healthcare. It doesn't talk about, you know, strong protection for them. It doesn't talk about if the trans person faces any kind of discrimination, verbal abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, non-verbal abuse. And it says only the minimum punishment is 6 months to 2 years. That's it. If a trans person got raped, so the rapist got the minimum punishment is 6 months to 2 years. But it's completely injustice for us. So when we say this, all the Transgender Protection Act, it's having all the welfare schemes, but the welfare measures are different. Rights is completely different. So it doesn't give our rights like education, employment, political participating, political and participating the reservation rights. So it doesn't talk about anything. For getting a basic document also, it's super difficult. They have put all the things into the online application, and the district magistrate has the district authority to give the transgender ID card.
The bill is talking about the fact that the people who want to identify themselves under this umbrella, they can. But then at the end of the day, you are also asking for a certificate from a district magistrate. So if they don't give you the certificate, where do you go?
So that's a problem. So they're not talking about that kind of issues. They accept their self-identification, but they are asking notary public sign. So do you think all the notaries are trans-friendly? And do you think notaries, you know, don't ask the money to put their sign, and how they get? So it's a little difficult, and it's in the English language. I know it's in the English, Bengal, Hindi language, that application. But a regional language, it doesn't happen. So where are the regional language? And how do we approach?
Right.
And it's in the online application only. Do you think all the trans people know about the know how to apply online and how to use online platform? No, not at all. So they don't have a privilege.
Right. People have a problem with even the name of the bill.
So when it was introduced in the bill, you know, that time it's like they said a trans people means partially male nor partially female, wholly male nor wholly female. So this kind of definition they gave. So immediately after we did the protest and so much of commands which happened against them, so immediately they removed. They thought, you know, Ardhanariswarar. So they were thinking, oh, these people are all Ardhanariswarar. So that's why they put those kind of definition. So immediately we raised that issues, and after that they changed. And they denied so many things also. They denied the parliament standing committee recommendations and they denied
right.
most of the parliamentarians recommendation and they denied community representation also.
Right. So Grace, at this point of time, what are your expectations from the government authorities?
So the government sector, yes, you are the CIS people, you are the ally for us. You don't know how to handle trans person. So first of all, you should get a conversation. You should have a dialogue with the trans people. And please take those dialogues, please give those kind of solutions, you know. What are the suggestions coming from the community? Don't impose your thoughts into our livelihood. So let's listen to, let's ask for us to ask. So we are ready to give the solution. We are ready to give everything.
But Grace, before making any
clarification.
But before making any passing any bill or making a policy,
yeah.
there is always a stakeholder meeting. There are always stakeholders that talk about that particular issue. In this particular issue, what do you think is lacking right now?
Yeah, exactly. So they are like, they were thinking the CBO, non-governmental organization, they invited those people only when the stakeholder meeting is happened. But the people who are living in the grassroots level, the people who are living... work with the grassroots, the ground level. The ground level reality is completely different. So you should ask them and you should give the opportunity for all the people. For example, the National Council. The National Council board is completely for Savarna community trans.
Right.
Where are our trans people? Where are our rights? And how they are listening to our voice. So we need our representation in that panel. We need our representation in that table. They are not ready to share their table with us.
Yes, so definitely.
We all have the rights to live in this world.
Of course we do.
Yes. So thank you, Jai Bhim, Jai Kavit.
Thank you so much, Grace. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
ये तो थी ग्रेस जिन्होंने हमें अपने जीवन के बारे में हमसे खुलकर बात की और साथ ही साथ ट्रांसजेंडर बिल पर भी अच्छी खासी चर्चा हुई. दोस्तों, इस सीरीज का एक ही मोटिव है, चीजों को नॉर्मलाइज करना मगर ट्रिवियलाइज नहीं. यानी कि बात हो तो कायदे की हो, सही हो, हक की हो, वरना ना हो. मिलेंगे आप सभी से अगले FII में. तब तक के लिए अपना ख्याल रखें, मुझे इजाजत दें. मैं हूं साहिबा खान. पॉडकास्ट की साउंड डिजाइनिंग की है ललित जी ने और आप सभी सुन रहे थे एबीपी लाइव पॉडकास्ट की पेशकश FYI यानी कि फॉर योर इन्फॉर्मेशन. नमस्कार.
फिजिकल डिस्टेंसिंग के टाइम पे न्यूज डिस्टेंसिंग मत करो. डाउनलोड करो एबीपी लाइव ऐप और जानते रहो.
This is an ABP Life podcast.